Scotty Reed here with a Black Talk Radio News report and commentary. The story that I want to take a look at during this segment is the Saudis reportedly taking 100% ownership of America's largest oil refinery, as you can see, has been reported by CNN Money in an article written by Matt Egan. In this article, Matt Egan says that Aramco previously owned 50% of Port Arthur through a joint venture co-owned with Royal Dutch Shell called Motiva Enterprises. But the two oil giants had a rocky relationship and reached a deal in March 2016 to separate their assets. Shell put out a statement on Monday confirming the completion of that breakup. In addition to Port Arthur, Aramco is acquiring full ownership of 24 distribution terminals. Aramco also gets the exclusive right to sell Shell branded gasoline and diesel in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the eastern half of Texas, and the majority of Florida. Now, what's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture is, and this is news to me, I did not know that Shell, which is a foreign subsidiary or a foreign company, had a partnership with the Saudis. The Saudi state-owned oil company, which is called Aramco. Now, if you want to talk about national security of the United States, what sense does it make to allow foreign entities to control your largest oil refinery here in the United States, as well as take over quite a few terminals, oil distribution terminals? It makes absolutely no sense. It just goes to show you that America has been bought and sold by the corporate board members of USA Inc. They are not concerned about national security. And I have never been one to use Shell oil. I would particularly use Citgo oil, which is a Venezuelan-based company, because of the social programs they had in the United States and helping poor people with heating oil and other such altruistic endeavors. Now, again, for all of those who like to say, you know, socialism is bad and the government shouldn't be owning stuff and things of that nature, it makes absolutely no sense then to sell the largest oil refinery in the United States to a state-owned company like Aramco, which is owned by the Saudi Arabian royal family, I would presume. Okay, so it's just ridiculous. This also flies in the face of everything that Donald Trump said during the campaign trail. And let me just point out that this deal actually started taking place last year. It must have been approved by the U.S. State Department, I would suspect, give such approvals of such deals here in the United States. And so this started last year under the Obama administration, and it was completed under the Trump administration. Now, the thing about Trump is, during the campaign trail, he was telling people that the Saudi Arabians was behind 9/11. He said that he saw stuff that we have not seen, the American public, and that the Saudis financed 9/11. And because we know 9 of the 11 hijackers were Saudi nationals. But as soon as he got into office, he quickly changed his tune. But I also remember him talking about how many apartments that he leases out to the Saudis. And I also know about the deals he had on the table in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And so this man is definitely not putting America's security first. And we're talking about energy security, energy independence first. No, he is simply filling his pockets and doing deals that's going to benefit him and not the American people. You know, and here is Donald Trump on his recent trip to Saudi Arabia. Again, during the campaign, he was talking about how they financed the terrorist attack on 9/11 against the United States. But here he is in this picture accepting a big gold chain from a Saudi. And he isn't the first one to do this. I think Hillary Clinton went there as well and got, as Secretary of State, she got $500,000 worth of gold and diamond jewelry. So how much sense does that make? We talk about bribery and corruption. How much sense does it make to allow U.S. officials to accept such lavish gifts from foreign countries? I mean, and they do it right in your face. So this is just ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. And as the headline says, now the Saudis take 100% control of America's largest oil refinery, which was previously co-owned by the Shell company. And I have long been boycotting Shell because of what they have done in Nigeria in polluting the land and then murdering environmental activists with the help of the Nigerian government, I may add. So here we again have the United States giving away its energy security, and I would say its national security, by putting the United States' largest oil refinery in the hands of Saudi Arabia. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news report and commentary. Make sure that you subscribe to our network, blacktalkradionetwork.com. You follow us on Facebook at Black Talk Radio Network, on Twitter at Black Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.